Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord has done it again. Today is the 11th day of April. Lord, we are very grateful. From the depth of our hearts, we say thank you, Jesus. We are so grateful. We come together as your daughters. We come with our household to say we are saying thank you, Lord. We really want to appreciate your goodness, your mercy, your greatness in our lives. This is, we are here again. We are here again by your mercy, by your grace. We are here again by your sustenance. We are here again because you spoke the word and you brought us to life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that manifests in our life. Thank you for your sustenance. Thank you for your greatness. Blessed be your name in the highest, in Jesus' name. To you, Lord, be all the glory. To you be all the praises. To you be all adoration. We jump our hand in the sanctuary. We lift up our hands to the Most High, who was and who is and is who is to come. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. What shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Jesus. Ni gbogbo ona ise, ni gbogbo ona adupe, ni gbogbo ona ayin logo aileye pada. Ogo ye ho ni turi aile yi padare. Ogo ye ho, Baba Lord, this star you have shown us this day will continue to flourish. We will rise like star and shine in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall bring us down in the name, from glory to glory, from honor to honor, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we come this morning to say we love you. We come this morning to say that your mercy and your goodness will follow us all through today in the name of Jesus. The book of Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 4 says, and there before me was the glory of the God of Israel, as in the vision I had seen in the plain. Ezekiel had seen this vision before, and when he was there, right before him, he saw the glory of God as he had seen in the vision. The Lord had already showed for Ezekiel this vision, and it came to pass. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning that every word of God, every vision that we have had, will manifest in the name of Jesus. Our vision for good shall not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Nothing shall manipulate our vision. Nothing shall steal our vision. We have a vision for the future, and the vision shall manifest. The vision will speak now in the name of Jesus. Decree into your life, into the life of your husband, that vision that he holds there, that he begins to speak in the name of Jesus. Ezekiel saw the vision as he saw the glory as he had seen in the vision. As you have seen in the vision, as the revelation, the word, the promises of God, they begin to materialize in your household in the name of Jesus. Every household here, every of us, the words that we have received of God, the vision that we have received of God, those things that the Lord has spoken before to us, they begin to receive life in Jesus' name. Our dreams will become real in the name of Jesus. Our dream will become real in the name of Jesus. All those dreams that we have had, all those dreams that we have thought of, all those dreams, good dreams that God has given unto us, all those dreams that we have written down, this very Thursday, they become real in Jesus' name. They become real in Jesus' name. There's reality. They become tangible. They become testimony in the name of Jesus. Those visions that have been written, those visions that we have seen, those dreams that have been written, those dreams that we have discussed, the ones that we have not shared with anybody, they become reality in the name of Jesus. They become real and tangible because the Lord is going to come into them and make them real in Jesus' name. Our faith shall be sighted in the name of Jesus. Our faith shall become sight. We have had faith. Faith is evidence of things not seen. Now they become real in Jesus' name. Now they become real in Jesus' name. There is a way, there is a motion, there is sight. Everything that we have believed, they become reality. Bible says it speaks the word. For those things that were not, and make them real. Lord, speak the word, so kikioro no, and let everything become real in our life. Receive the realness, receive the sight of the faith in the name of Jesus. Everybody will see and testify with us and glorify our Father and say, yes, she serves a living God. She serves a living God in the name of Jesus. What you hope for will come to pass. What we have hoped for will come to pass. What we have hoped for will come of us. Our hope will not be dashed. Our hope will not be consumed. Our hope will not be confused. What we have hoped for will begin to take shape in Jesus' name. They begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Our hope in Jesus will take life in Jesus' name. That woman with the issue of blood hoped. She had faith that when she touched his garment, she will be healed, and her faith became real. Lord, we pray every of our hope and aspiration in you, they begin to take come to pass in Jesus' name. We pray in the name of Jesus that there be fulfillment of what the Lord has told you in the secret, in Jesus' name, in the secret place, in the place of prayer. All those visions that the Lord has said, all those things, all those words that the Lord has come out of the word of the Lord, we begin to take shape in Jesus' name. All those secret word of God, all those open word, all the words you have received at conventions, you have received in your prayer life, you have received privately, you have received on the family altar, you have received as couples, they become fulfilled in the name of Jesus. They become fulfilled in the name of Jesus. They become fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We will not wait for too long again. Lord, the waiting period is over in the name of Jesus. The waiting period is over in the name of Jesus. Everything in our life becomes real. They become real. God is doing something good, something wonderful in our life. What no eyes have seen, what has not come to the heart of man, shall men do for us in that shall the Lord do for us in Jesus' name. God will cut short the waiting period, and everything will come to pass. Everything will come to pass. That delay is over. That confusion is over in the name of Jesus. Because what you have seen in the dream, what you have seen, the Lord begin to make them to manifest. The angel of the Lord is surround you, and they bring it to pass in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord will orchestrate everything to make your dreams come true in Jesus' name. You will not dream in vain. You will not walk in vain in the name of Jesus. Your dream become to take life in the name of Jesus. Our dream will take life. They will not be vain dreams in Jesus' name. They will not be vain dreams in the name of Jesus. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth in there, and we are saved. We are saved in the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Our future is secure. Our dreams are coming true. All our expectation concerning the home, the Lord will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Remember, Ezekiel saw the vision and eventually he saw the glory. You have seen the vision, you shall see the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you for praying, and God bless you. In Jesus' name.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.